Almost as soon as ICE agents began arresting people in Charlotte last Wednesday, activists had arrived on the scene informing people of their rights and questioning agents as they carried out the arrest. The lightning-quick response wasn't a coincidence. Immigrant advocates are strategizing ways to counteract immigration and customs enforcement and help families and friends left behind. WFAE's Nick Delacanel reports.
It was just before 7 a.m. last Wednesday. The skies were still dark, and Stephanie Arteaga was in her car, driving fast through East Charlotte.
We have been getting reports that ICE is here on Sharon Amity. Here we can see that they're unmarked vehicles. We haven't been able to confirm. It says something around gang unit.
Arteaga is with the activist group Comunidad Colectiva. She'd been tipped off by a person who called a hotline the group set up to report ICE activity. Within minutes, she was rolling into a parking lot where ICE agents had handcuffed a man and were ushering him into a blue van. You have the right to remain silent. You don't have to talk to ICE, she says, as she walks towards the agents with her phone, live streaming the encounter.
Pidan por un abogado. We have here undercover vehicles with Georgia, Texas plates.
Her live stream took off. It garnered hundreds of reactions and was shared more than 2,000 times on Facebook. Over the next 2 hours, Arteaga repeated the exercise at two other locations with similar results, and her group pinpointed other ICE arrests around the city thanks to their ICE hotline, which was also widely shared. As it turned out, that string of arrests was just a sliver of the 200 arrests that ICE said it made across North Carolina last week. Most of those arrested had criminal charges or convictions, according to ICE, and a third were not targeted, but were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time, as an ICE field director later put it. The agency has vowed to continue increasing its presence after several North Carolina counties stopped allowing ICE to access county jails. In response, other advocacy groups around the state have scrambled to provide legal and material aid to affected families. Two groups in central North Carolina have launched a legal defense fund. And in Charlotte, the Latin American Coalition has been organizing volunteers and connecting with local aid groups. Over the weekend, some 24 people attended a workshop at the Latin American Coalition to get started on a number of outreach initiatives. Giselle Pomier-Madden is the coalition's director of advocacy.
We have a lot of people calling into the Latin American Coalition for support, trying to connect with legal representation, help, asking questions. Is this legal? Is not? What can I do?
The coalition launched its own hotline on Wednesday for families that need help finding where ICE transported their family members or friends and get connected to legal aid. The coalition's executive director, Jose Hernandez Paris, says they're also looking at creating a food bank and forming support groups for families who've had a member detained.
One of the cases, for example, is a mom with a child with special needs who the husband got deported and he's the one that's providing for the family. And now she doesn't know what to do. So she just realized she has to pay rent. She just realized she has to eat and her children have to eat. And she don't know what to do next.
This is all still relatively new territory for the coalition, which was founded nearly 30 years ago as a cultural group, but has found itself shifting toward advocacy work in recent years. Pomier-Madden says it's a necessary shift because the immigrant community is becoming ever more withdrawn as ICE increases its presence.
I have people that I know that are undocumented say, I'm not going to work. They're not going because, you know, you can miss a week of work or you can be deported or separated from your family forever. And it's a reality. It's a reality.
In addition to the coalition's outreach initiatives, leaders say they're planning an immigrant march sometime in the coming weeks. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.